two keys that will activate a complex machine that is easily identifiable by the sound. Yeah, man. Them dolphins in the chop tank. You are forewarned. There they'll be, dancing on their tails, beeping at one another, doing their little tricks, when all of a sudden, coming out of the bay at a high rate of speed, hi, how you doing? Is your name Flipper? Yeah, well, I'd like you to meet Chopper. Flipper, meet Chopper. Yeah! Wow, let's see how you can swim, huh? Grotesque, overdeveloped man. Two beefy arms on the wheel. Maybe by his side, bodacious tatas akimbo. A lot of people say, Grease, do you have problems with people getting drunk on your boat? Yes, I do. For some reason, when people get on boats, they get so whacked. And I finally figured out what it is. It's generally, I mean, it happens, but it's generally not the guy that owns or is piloting the boat that is drunk. It's the guests, because there's such a feeling of freedom when you're on somebody else's boat. You know, because you're not in charge, you don't understand the boat, you can't do anything really to help. So people just take the bottle and they tilt it back. It's like, here, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, son. Somebody else is taking care of everything. So they get so drunk, they don't know what the hell's happening. And that doesn't bother me, as long as they're the kind of drunk that tells a couple of jokes, sings a few tunes, and then passes out quietly in a pool of their own filth. That's fine with me. The only kind of drunk I can't stand is the one that wants to fight you when he gets drunk. You ever run into one? Oh, that gets real mean. A mean drunk. So we finally figured out a neat way to handle it. Like when we're having a tremendous party in the salon of the good ship Grease, and somebody turns mean, I just say two words to Captain Martinez. Natalie Wood. He nods his affirmation and waits outside the head with a blackjack, similar to the ones the police use. It's a leather strap with a piece of lead inside. The drunk will sooner or later have to use the head because of the tremendous alcohol consumption. So when the drunk goes in there to make his bladder gladder, to drain the vein, Captain Martinez deftly whacks him the lower skull right behind the ear, pow, rendering the man unconscious. He then takes the drunkard up on deck, and all you hear is this. The person is then taken by the current, face down, to end up who knows where. I am resolved of any responsibility. I'll just say, I don't know what happened. We were all below partying. All of a sudden, he disappeared. You found him face down where? Too bad. What happened? Three ski boats ran over? Ooh, God. Sorry to hear that. Pity. But what could we do? I can't watch everybody at all times. He was an adult. So keep that in mind. Should you ever, in the unlikely event, get an invitation for the Good Ship Grease, moderate your drinking. Because if you should be getting a little too loud and a little too rambunctious, you may hear the words, Natalie Wood.
Keep it here for more of the best of Grease.